Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Hey, greetings everyone, and welcome to episode 84. Welcome to December, the last month of 2023. Welcome to the day after my damn birthday. Yeah, we did. All right, Carl. My friend Carl is here. Carl is always here. Carl and his
wife.
Well, with
that intro, I can't do anything else but this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my friend TC. Happy birthday to you and many more. There you go.
I knew that was coming up, so I wanted to get it the hell out of the way. Right away. I knew it.
You can't escape the happy birthday song
from Carl.
It's not going to happen.
But that is perfect. It's beautiful. And I'm looking forward to next year. Sing that goddamn
Absolutely.
Song to me again. And how you doing, man?
I'm doing
yeah,
okay.
You're just you're winding it down.
Yep.
You're about ready to move west.
Yeah.
You're not going to go on a Conestoga wagon, right? You're going to actually
No. That'll be interesting.
Vehicle.
It's a Jeep. I'll be in a Jeep.
That was back in the 1800s when everybody kind of started.
There
was a movie with John Candy called Wagons East.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I
loved it. You know, he's such a simple actor. But it was all about people that moved west and said, screw it, we're going back east. But that ain't you, man. I think you're going to do so well out where you are. We'll talk about it when... later on after the show, after the playlist, we'll get into the housekeeping. You can talk about where you're moving and how excited we are. And tonight, all right, I'm a little older since yesterday. I'm 66 years old, which just means I just entered my 67th year on this rock. So... one of the things that I've always wanted to do, and I've never done it before, I've done it like here and there, are cover songs. Bands that don't need to have cover songs, but had great cover songs along the way. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're giving you 18 cover songs, and we're going to start with the Goo Dolls, right from South Buffalo, New York.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
made my way back home. I searched for farmer's land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed at death. We must have millions of years. I must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. I never lost control.
Squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such our promises, all lies and jests. Still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they will know. Well, lie, 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 asking only workmen's wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying down my winter clothes and wishing I was home, going home, where the New York City winters aren't bleeding. By his trade, and he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down, and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighters still remain. Oh, lie, lie, lie.
That was Marcus Mumford and Mumford & Sons from 2012 and their rendition of Simon & Garfunkel's The Boxer. Now, I want to tell you real quick that Marcus had called Jerry Douglas in Memphis, who had wrote the song, and told him that he wanted to cover it. Well, Jerry Douglas called Paul Simon. He said, I want in on that. And so you heard Paul Simon and Jerry Douglas, along with Marcus and Mumford and Sons in 2012. Just before that, The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, 1993. That was from the MTV Unplugged series, covering a song by David Bowie. And we started our set with Give a Little Bit by the Goo Goo Dolls and their version of it from 2004 that they recorded. Now, before I move on to set number two, I do want to thank Carl for stepping in the last couple of weeks and covering me on Sunday night. And he said he had some fantastic music. And we'll talk to him later after the solos. Okay, we're starting set number two. And this is one that I played on a rockabilly show I did not too long ago. And it's an English group called Hillbilly Moon Explosion, and they're covering Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash with Jackson. Love of you and Rusted Root, right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and their cover of the Rolling Stones classic, You Can't Always Get What You Want. And that was from 1998 that they covered. And before that, we heard Whiskey in a Jar from Metallica from 1998. And that's basically a traditional song in Europe that has been covered by just about everybody, in that group, including like people like Pete Seeger and some of the better known groups from that area, including, oh hell, you can look it up. Anyways, we started off our set with Jackson by Hillbilly Moon Explosion, and that was from 2016 when they covered the Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash song. And we're going to move on to set number three now. And in 2015 actually, Train did the whole Led Zeppelin II album and covered it and donated to charity for it. And we're going to listen to A Whole Lot of Love.
I'm gonna give you my Oh,
And that was Wallflowers from 1998, our second David Bowie cover for the night. That was Heroes. And I'm happy to say that I'll see the Wallflowers again at Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado, June 9th. And I'm so fired up for that one. Okay, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, a Beatles classic. That was covered by Jeff Healey Band in 1990. And I actually like that song better than the original. And we started our set with Whole Lotta Love by Train from their cover album of 2015 when they did Led Zeppelin II. And it was all for charity. Okay, we're moving on to our next set. And I always screw up this name, but what the hell. Hey, Naya Geisen. They are a Hungary hillbilly, rockabilly group. They, Hey, Naya Geisen, their name is actually Hungarian, or I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. And this is from 2013. Going Up the Country, they cover Canned Heat.
Gonna sit someplace where I've never been before. Hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't
got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise to put up a fucking line. He took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and he charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise to put up a fucking line. It took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. If he's paradise, put up a fucking line. And nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. If he's paradise, put up a fucking line. Why not? They pay paradise to put up.
And that was Colin Hay, originally known as the frontman for Men at Work from Australia, but he's become one of my favorite solo acts out there. And that was actually from 2022. He recorded that song a few more times, but that was from 2022. And that was a cover of a Kinks song, Waterloo Sunset, which I played mostly for Carl. And before that, Big Yellow Taxi by one of my favorite bands, Counting Crows, from 2002. They recorded that with Vanessa Williams as a female backup. And I got to see them last June here in Pittsburgh. And we started off with Going Up the Country by Candy. And it was covered by a rockabilly band, A Negation, in 2013. Great song. Okay, we're going to start our next to last three-set song with a guy that a lot of us are very proud to know him personally and quite well. And this is from Jeff Fetterman from Bradford, PA. And this is 2022 cover of All Along the Watchtower.
place, somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, to spend the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes, how he got here I don't know. Man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. With the chicken slacks, she's moving up and back. Man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. Yeah, twisting, twisting, twisting the night away. Let's twist a while. Dancing with the old queen, who's dolled up in a diamond ring, been twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, twisting the night away. One more time.
Company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's a rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands, behind the I'm
And that's why they call me Bad Company. I'm a dinner.
Okay, that was Five Finger Death Punch from 2009, and their cover of Bad Company's, well, it's one of the biggest songs, actually called Bad Company. And now, like I said, it was 2009. And right before that, Twisting the Night Away with Mark Broussard from 2018. And I'll get to see him in a couple months again. And he's covering a Sam Cooke song. And we started off with All Along the Watchtower and Jeff Betterman, good friend of ours from Bradford, Pennsylvania. And that was from 2020 and his own rendition of All Along the Watchtower. And we've entered our last set of great covered songs. And we're going to start this one off with Gin Blossoms.
My love is a river running so deep. champagne. Well, I reached the top and had to stop, and that was bothering me. I wanna be a man of my club, go right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around, so.
Belong.
And I was just told by one of our loyal listeners that that's her favorite version of Because of Night. That was 10,000 Maniacs. That was from MTV in 1993. And I'm happy to share it. And right before that, I Want to Be Like You, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy from 1995, a cover of a Louis Prima song. And Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, I'll see them on December 12th in Akron, Ohio. That'd be my last show of the year. And to start the set was Soul Deep by Gin Blossoms off their album The New Miserable Experience in 1992. That song was covered by a lot of people. It was originally by the Box Tops in 1969, June of 1969. And it was covered by a lot of different people along the way. And it's mostly covered during Christmas songs. And Elvis Presley, The Pogues, The Beatles, all covered it. And that is our cover songs for tonight. Carl, what do you think, man?
Oh, I've got some things to say. First off, great playlist, man. You hit it out of the park.
Thank you very much.
A couple things I really want to say. Why is Jeff Fetterman, like, stuck where he is musically? That's a damn fine cover, and he's a damn fine musician.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good. So good. I could not do this show without including him, for sure. But
we've known Jeff ever since he was a kid. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
he should be, everybody should know his name. And everybody should
absolutely
know his music. Yeah. You know, nationally, internationally.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so just to let you know, if you ever want to hear the weirdest cover of that, Along the Watchtower, check out XTC's cover. I think I've actually played it on one of my shows. In fact, I know
I think I've heard it before. I know I've heard it before. You at least shared it with me. I know that for sure.
Okay, so two other songs I want to mention. My Guitar Gently Weeps. Really nice cover. But again, I want to suggest that, it's a lovely cover. But I do want to suggest another cover, and I'm wondering if you've heard it, with Todd Rundgren and Joe Jackson. There's a cover of that.
I don't believe I've heard that one. You know, there are very, very few songs that I would ever step up and say, oh, I love this cover better than the original. And that is one of them. And the Rolling Stones one. You can't always get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they threw a little reggae song to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you've played them before. They're really good. And the other one I want to mention, Jesus, the cover you did of Whole Lot of Love, I wouldn't have known that wasn't Led Zeppelin.
Do you believe it? The whole album sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pat Monahan on vocals and Train. And it's so cool because I see them every year, and they always surprise you. They pull out with something from Led Zeppelin that you just don't expect from them. I'll tell you right now, the other band that is great at covering Led Zeppelin is Heart. Those two women from Heart are incredible. If you watched a video of Battle of Evermore, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You would never think it, but they cover Led Zeppelin like unbelievable. So that's another one. And when you get on YouTube, you know, look it up. You'd just be amazed. It was so weird. I gotta say this too. I saw Robert Plant live, and he bored the hell out of me. I'll tell you why he bored me. It's because the opening band was Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. They had the place jumping up and down, everybody fired up. And they came out with these boring Led Zeppelin songs. In fact, I didn't even stay for the finale, the encore. So I had enough of this. So that was in Philadelphia 5 years ago, maybe. But anyways, but if I saw him by himself, you know, with somebody else opening that I didn't know, it might be different. I don't know. I haven't played with Allison Krauss. I got a bad feeling about that woman anymore. But let's get away from that. Okay, anything else you want to bring up about that playlist?
You can't always get what you want. Goddamn great cover.
Oh, isn't it fantastic? It's just, I played that for a Rolling Stones super fan one time, and I thought the guy was going to cry. He's like, how could you possibly play this song? It's better than the original, that's why. But,
exactly.
I thought it was incredible. Okay, anything else before I move on to the birthday song?
That's it, my friend.
Birthday songs, and after we'll talk after. Okay, man?
Absolutely.
All right, this is a happy birthday tomorrow to Southside Johnny from the Asbury Twos.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. after midnight. We're gonna chug, love, and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion. Give an exhibition. Find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what is a holy bell. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Talking suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on labor. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After
And that was the Wallflowers once again tonight with their big hit, One Headlight. Saturday will be Jacob Dylan's birthday. He'll be 54. He was born December 9th, 1969. And I played him twice because it's my goddamn show. And plus I'll see him again on June 9th. Okay, and before that, Judy J. Kale, After Midnight, Tuesday, a happy heavenly birthday to that man. He was born December 5th, 1938, and he died on July 26th, 2013. We started off with Southside Johnny, who will be 75 tomorrow, and I Don't Want to Go Home. That was Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Well, Carl, I hear you chuckling in the background.
Absolutely. Also chomping some gum, some Nicorette gum. I'm trying to quit. So I just have a quick question. Since you played the Wallflowers twice, can I sing the birthday song twice?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I promise you don't sing it next year. Well,
okay.
You didn't sing it last year, so you're making up for last year. All right. Go ahead.
All right. So just a couple of things to let people know.
You said
I'm
you had an alternative birthday song. You said you had an alternative birthday song.
I did. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. There you go.
That's more like a dirge. Song.
Well, it's called the
Birthday
Dirge. They actually do that at one of the chain restaurants because they had to pay royalties to the Happy Birthday song, which is stupid.
You know, that's so funny about that song. That song is the most popular song in the world, but a lot of places, like you see it on television or something like that, they always do a variation to it because if they sing it exactly like they do, they have to pay one family royalties on it.
Yeah, that
so
no longer is true, by the way. It's finally in public domain.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That
I
happened about
that.
4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, it's after 20 years, isn't it? It becomes public domain.
And it's
something 28 like that.
Plus 28.
Okay. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that there's one reason why you always heard and the other one was Happy Anniversary. Was the one. Happy anniversary.
Exactly.
Sing it like that because of the bullshit involved. But, yeah, that is probably the most sung song in the world ever.
Yep. Yep, it's kind of
that
scary.
And Auld Lang Syne.
Mm-hmm.
And it got it.
Yeah, we won't get into that until the new year.
Okay, cool.
So anyway, I just wanted to let people know what is going on. I will be moving, and I will be moving to Memphis. I will be part of Rachel and Jeremy's family. You know, they're going to be my adopted family, and they're getting things ready for me. And when I get down there before Christmas, because I'll be leaving two Sundays from today, so on the 17th, I will be on my way to Memphis. And so that really was all that's going on. It has sort of impacted on the all the stuff we do here at the Deviant Legion. So I just wanted to let people know that there are things going to happen beforehand. I can tell you for sure that there will be a playlist of Memphis songs that I'll be doing. I can also tell you that there will be at least two commentary watches, plus also probably right before Christmas, we'll be doing a anti-Christmas playlist like we do every year.
Hey, I want you to bring up that playlist you mentioned to me. I want you to mention that. That is so cool. The Memphis one.
Which one? The Memphis one?
The Memphis one. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going
to
do that. So what happened was a good friend of mine when I mentioned it on Facebook, said, here's a song for you. And it was John Hyatt's Meanwhile, Let's Go to Memphis. And so that got me going, well, how many Memphis songs are there? You know, I know.
You shocked me. I know that.
So I found
told me how many
a playlist on Spotify through an article from a local Memphis paper. And would you believe there's at least 75 to 80 Memphis songs out there that they list? And I can tell you there are more, at least a couple more, because they didn't list the Joe Jackson one.
And they did. They did include the one that you're certainly not going to play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Are you kidding? Yeah. That's the other thing. There will be no Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn. That is bad forever. Everybody hates
you're
that fucking
man.
Song. You're a DVD.
You're
region.
My man. You betcha.
But I can tell you this. We've got, we definitely have Walking Heads. Talking Heads. Walking Heads. What the hell am I fucking talking about?
Get that walking in your brain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we've got that. We've got, we even have some Hank Snow, some Jerry Lee Lewis. We got Rufus Thomas. We've got a couple new bands, The Hold Steady and Mary Mary. And I'm up to about, 12 or 15. So that's going to be set here pretty much this week.
I want to be a big part of that. I hope it's either going to be like a Saturday night or, of course, I got December all figured out. Maybe, after you get started and stuff, we'll turn it into Saturday.
Well, no, this is
going to
happen most likely next Saturday.
Okay, great. Fantastic. I want in.
Well, you're in. You're absolutely in.
All right. You can't keep me out, son of a bitch.
Hell no, and nor would I want to.
All right.
You're always welcome to smell my farts and my stupid music that I pick and all that
sort
of stuff.
Thank you very much. So it is just, it's something to live for. I really tell you, motherfucker. But I really, really, again, like I said right after the first set, I want to thank you so much for stepping in for me the last couple of weeks. It turns out that Bush was not a good thing. I'm glad I missed it. I missed them live. But other than that, I really do appreciate you, and you're always welcome. You know that.
Well, all I can say is to our listeners, I know you have such a fan base. Give me a chance. Come on. Give Carl a chance. Not Pete, but Carl.
You will always be the number one guest host. Or, sure, either guest host or co-host. Either way, you're always there.
Well, let me
kick
everybody
else's asses to the curb to bring you on.
Well, let me tell you something. We've been doing this. We did this 50 years ago, my friend, or maybe not 50 years, 45 years.
Yeah. So we're
still at it. The scary thing was I was sort of your boss, which is kind of scary, but I never really – you did the night shift, so you could do what the fuck you wanted, and I wouldn't know. So there you go.
That's right. Okay, man. All right, anything else you want to throw in?
Let me just take a look real quick. I think Adam's got a show, so let me go there for a moment. Hold on.
He has one Friday night, I believe.
Yeah. No, he does not. So the next show that we have absolutely
so
scheduled
is
your
is,
show.
Yours on Saturday, Memphis. Mm-hmm. And then May, next Sunday, are songs about flying. And I always wanted to do this, and I mentioned planes and flying, and it's just going to be a fun show. And then after that will be 2023 songs that you first heard on my show in 2023. The week after that will be Christmas Eve, and I'm repeating the show from last Christmas Well, there was dialogue, but I just loved my playlist that I had. And then the last, on New Year's Eve of 2023, bands I saw, and 2024, bands I plan on seeing. So, so that's going to kill the year for us, and then in January we'll figure out what the hell we're doing.
Okay.
But anything else, Carl?
Well, for your show next week, I do have a request, perhaps. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, you can request. I probably won't play it, but go ahead.
Plane 2 by Loudon Wainwright III.
I know which song you're talking about.
Okay.
I know which song. I already got it loaded and they're ready to go. So we'll talk
cool.
to you next Saturday night.
Yes,
and,
we will. And we'll definitely do that
and
show.
And we'll do the Memphis thing. And thank you very much for joining me, as always.
Absolutely.
And I'll talk to you. You have a great week, and we'll catch up with you, man.
Okay, give me a
call
after the show,
right,
man.
After the show. All right. Cool.
Talk to you then.
Okay. All right. See you, Carl. All right, there's a lot of songs that we saw tonight, that we heard tonight. But I actually have YouTube videos of Wallflowers, Counting Crows, a couple others. And I want you to check out my YouTube page, my YouTube channel. That's TCC77. By the end of the year, if I do this right, I'll be up to 400 videos that I've shot at live shows. So catch me on YouTube. That's TCC77. Thank you once again, everybody, for welcoming me back, and we had fun tonight. I know there's a lot of songs you already knew, but the covers were wonderful, and I had a lot of fun doing this show tonight. And you guys can always catch me or Carl or anybody else on the Deviant Legion Network. We are on the archives of Blog Talk Radio, so if you weren't able to hear the whole show, you can pop back in and listen to it at your own convenience. And on behalf of Carl, Cuddles the Cat, my production assistant, and myself, we would like to hope you that you have a safe and wonderful week ahead of you, and you join us again next weekend, Carl on Saturday night, me on Sunday night. And December 12th will be my last show of the year, and I'm going with Faith. We're going to Akron, Ohio, to see Big Bad Voodoo and Bandy again. So I think it's appropriate that Big Bad Voodoo Daddy takes us home. And as the cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Whoa.